day number four of our Mixed Family Food Drive benefiting the Utah Food Bank. Today at the Harmon's Brickyard, that's 3270 South, 1300 East. We had such a big day yesterday that I'm afraid that we might today fall flat on our face. I'm talking our energy, not our listeners' energy.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm looking around. I can tell this is a day where we all seem to be a little exhausted, a little worn out.
Yeah, we've been through a lot lately.
Been through the ringer.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? That's not going to stop us because we got to help out Utahns. It's going to be a fun morning this morning. We have a bunch of players from Utah Royals FC, your National Women's Soccer League team. I heard that Monroe had a very successful shift. Our afternoons yesterday, a little slow, which means we're behind on our goal. So if we want to hit that 17,000, we need your help. Justin, how was your evening?
It was great. I went to bed early.
Okay.
I got to say, the food drive is very fatiguing.
Uh-huh.
It's by the time you get home, you're like, ooh, I don't really have much energy to do anything.
Jackson, how about yourself?
Yeah, not much, man.
Okay. All right,
Food drive wearing you out, too?
Yeah, and I don't know why, because it's not like we're doing anything different.
We're just sitting
here. We're just doing our show. We're just sitting here.
We're on the road, Jackson.
But it feels more exhausting.
All right, I got two wet blankets known as Justin and Jackson this morning.
Come on, you did the same thing.
I'm
no
sorry.
Way.
What did you do that was so exciting?
I'll tell you what I did. I did homework. Liam right now is disguising a turkey, so we're creating a Santa Claus turkey. Like art project that's going on.
Disguising a turkey.
Yeah, the idea is that every, it's like a cutout turkey. You have to help him survive Thanksgiving. So you have to give him like a disguise, him or her.
To give him a mustache.
No, so we're making him into Santa. But I was told last night by my wife that there's a lot of things I'm good at.
Really, arts and crafts
aren't
one?
Art is not one, and I should wait until she comes home before doing Liam's art projects from now on.
That's completely fair.
Yeah, because I also helped him. He's doing this project where he's each week there's a new student. They call him like the star student. It's just a way to like feature your kid, and you get like this board that you come home and you like it's about yourself, right? Well, Liam and I started doing it. Okay, the writing's not all like on a line, but I thought it had a lot of personality. So I'm going to Walgreens. I'm buying a new board today, and we're going to start over. Yeah.
So you're going to continue. It's going to be night two of the project.
Night two, but I'm not allowed to touch it this time.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, that's where we're
at. That's probably for the best.
No, it's good advice.
It's funny how you can go buy it, but you can't touch it.
Oh, that's the truth. Justin, let's get to your showbiz beat. Did you know Santa was an elf?
Stop it.
Justin, what's your first story?
Hey, Chris Pratt and Anna Faris have settled their divorce. I guess they've agreed to live within 5 miles of each other just because of their 6-year-old son, Jack, which I thought
this
was super cool because you think about it, Los Angeles traffic, I mean, it makes it a pain. So this way he can kind of bounce back and forth and everything will be okay. Johnny Depp. All right. We've had all kinds of crazy stories throughout the years when it comes to Johnny Depp, but when he came up with his Jack Sparrow character, here's what he did. He sat in a sauna until he lost his mind, for the most part. And that's how he came up with the character. He's like, and here's his reasoning behind the whole thing. You know, Captain Jack Sparrow spent his entire life at sea and had much heat exhaustion.
Uh-huh.
Where he thought that he would really get into character if he did the same thing.
So he pretty much almost killed himself.
In a sauna.
In a sauna. Fried his brain.
Right.
To be Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yes.
Well, and when deep into rum and wine as Johnny Depp is, getting into a sauna is really not safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I just thought, I'm like, really? That's not how you...
He is that kind of an actor, though. They say that he really gets into character.
And goes to extremes.
Yeah.
To where you're going to, you know, put your health in jeopardy.
Yeah. Mm. The good ones do, Justin.
Is he a good one?
That's why you... Look, he might be crazy, but Johnny Depp is absolutely a good actor.
I like his older stuff. He hasn't done much lately that...
A little thing called Pirates of the Caribbean.
Well, it's been a while.
Also,
we're already
the first
rebooting
one was good,
it.
So.
That is true.
Hey, Secret Life of Pets 2 is on the way, but Patton Oswalt's going to be replacing Louis C.K. as the lead character.
Ah, yes.
We're Patton fans.
That's fine.
I'm all right with that whole thing. And Selena Gomez, she left rehab after being there for a month because she went for mental, remember?
Oh, that's
because
right.
She had the breakdown.
Yeah.
But she said, she goes, it was great. I'm still going to continue to have therapy, but she's going to leave the facility, which I'm surprised she spent a month.
I think it's a way for someone like Selena just to get away from life, even hanger honors, you know, just kind of reset
yeah,
mentally. Right. So I assume that's kind of where she's at. And Demi Lovato, I don't remember if we ever did the story, but you know, she continued her stay.
Yes.
Yeah.
In rehab.
She did.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that they're both actually doing what they need to do and to get
and
the
help.
And
she went out to vote too. Did you see Demi's picture?
No.
Oh, did she?
Yeah. Demi left rehab to go vote.
Oh, right, right on.
Yeah.
She
makes me happy.
A lot of people on Instagram were like, oh, okay, so we're just going to pretend like everything's cool right now?
That's went to vote. All right, guys, that's the showbiz beat.
Thanks, Justin. All right, Oprah did it yesterday. She released her 2018 list of favorite things.
Oprah's favorite things.
Have you ever purchased an Oprah favorite thing?
No.
Not on purpose.
Okay.
Probably on accident because she likes everything.
I'll say this about Oprah's favorite things. Better than the Neiman Marcus one. I don't know if you've ever read that one, but the Neiman Marcus one's always hilarious because they're like million-dollar purchase items. Oprah's pretty cool about not loading it with like extravagant nonsense.
Everything's like $30 on Oprah's list.
Yeah, a lot of times. There are 107 items. Here are some of the fun ones that are the more expensive ones. A $199 foot massager.
Well, it's not bad for a foot massager, though. You gotta pay to get a good one.
Really expensive for a foot massager.
Have you priced out foot massagers?
Yeah, no, this is a good price for one.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
I did not know that you were in the market for one.
No, we have one.
You have a foot massager at your house?
Totally.
Is it nice?
It is a nice one.
Obviously, if he thought $199
was reasonable.
Yeah.
Ours like $250.
What do you do with it? Like, is it like a tub that you put your feet into?
Yeah, Brooke uses it like almost every day.
Can you bring it in here for tomorrow?
Sure, if I can peel it away from her.
These
but yeah, she loves
are
it.
Barking, buddy.
Yeah, I know. Kidding, right?
$168 adult onesie.
Hey, I don't need one of those.
No, that's too expensive. I get mine for $20.
Walmart. $144 fingerless gloves. Again, seems a little overpriced.
Yeah, that does.
Yeah, especially since you're not even getting full gloves.
What is bamboo bedding bundle? Can you make bamboo into sheets?
Is it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bamboo fibers. The
yeah, because I've seen the bamboo pillows.
Bamboo t-shirts are so soft.
$500.
No.
Probably worth it, though.
What's a smart picture frame?
Probably the ones that you can put like digital images in.
Okay.
And it just keeps flashing.
$250. We're looking at Oprah's favorite things right now.
Is a smart picture frame just a TV?
Kinda.
At what point do you just call it a TV?
It's there. $200 dog DNA test.
Why?
No. Sarah from Promotions would buy that. That's
yeah,
thing.
But what are you going to do?
You want to if you want to check your dog's lineage, make sure that it truly is like.
You know
a
who doesn't
bro.
Care? Oakley.
Also, like,
she's good. She's like, you know what? I'm all right.
I got Hoodoo, and who knows? He's got like 80 different kinds of dog in him.
I
have to figure it out.
There's a pitcher, like the type that you pour things out of.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
$200. Not a pitcher like a baseball player you can purchase.
Okay.
There is an $1,800 bike.
Oprah. Why did 2018 suddenly get so bougie?
I'm just reading the expensive stuff.
Well, she's made a lot of money on Weight Watchers, so, you know, she's got money to burn.
Right.
Here's the one
she's
I don't
She's always
get.
Had money to burn.
This is on Oprah's favorite things, which included that $168 adult onesie. There is a $750 Apple iPhone XR, to which I'm like, you sold out, Oprah. What are you doing promoting like something? To me, that doesn't fit on Oprah's favorite thing.
No.
I agree with that. She always picks like unique products, unique gifts. Everyone knows about the iPhone, Oprah. Let it go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Apple spifter.
Oprah has her statement. I love discovering delectable, cozy, innovative new gifts and revisiting some of my favorite pasts to find the perfect present for each of the special people in my life. If that did anything for you.
Not really.
full list of Oprah's favorite things up online at oprahmag.com. If you guys don't mind, I am asking for the $168 adult onesie. So if one of you can purchase that for the holidays.
I'm just going to look at the full list and I'll tell you what I can afford.
Okay. Pick between numbers 1 and 3. Those are your choices this morning. Yesterday was my buddy Zach's birthday. And Zach... is not just a friend of mine. He was in my wedding party. So he's like a really good friend of mine.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, he lives back in Southern California. And so yesterday during our broadcast, I went ahead and I shot him off a quick text. I know he's busy. He's a firefighter. So I was just like, hey, buddy, happy birthday. And then I sent a bunch of inappropriate gifts afterwards.
There, yeah.
5 of them.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Five, wow.
I really went for it. It was his birthday. I just, why was I going to stop at 1 if I'm celebrating his day?
Yes.
Because that's what normal people do. They stop before they get irritating.
Right. Sure. Normal people do that.
Sure.
And these were, you know, these weren't happy birthday gifts. These were, they made me laugh.
Okay.
I would say that, you know, they're not for everyone.
Joke gifts.
They're joke gifts. Yeah, exactly. I sent that off in the morning, and I really forgot about it until last night when I got a text from Zach. Thing was, I got a text from the wrong Zach. I sent my happy birthday text to the wrong person, the wrong Zach. And I sent my inappropriate gifts to the wrong person, to the wrong Zach.
Well, that's on you.
So did you just text him like, hey, will you send me your address? And you just sent him to the wrong place?
No. Not gifts. That was gifts like the images.
Oh, GIS.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those things. A bunch of those to some person who I haven't seen in like 5 years.
Well, that's hilarious.
You just go, sorry, wrong Zach.
Yeah. Well, I got a text back like, thanks, ? It's not my birthday. It was a text I got back. And I wrote, oops, ha ha ha, my bad, and then just sent it on. So my question to you is, when did you accidentally send the wrong text? Who did you text by mistake? It was embarrassing. The Zach that I text in no way probably wanted to receive the photos that I sent to him.
I can't wait to see these off air here. I'm pretty jazzed about this.
Yeah, I just recently did that too, but mine's not as great as John's, but I sent it to the wrong Carly to come by her. They both show up.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. I was like, ooh, yeah, sorry.
It was me, Carly Palooza.
Yeah, so we're going to have all these Carlys show up because I couldn't find the right one apparently.
Did you write back and go, I'm going to rescind my invitation?
Yes, I did. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. You can still come by. If you'd like to come see us at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Jackson, when did you accidentally send a wrong text message?
Yeah, I feel like he's got a story.
I don't want to talk about
it. I know he's got a story.
Because it was so traumatic. So I'm going to preface this with I was 19. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I was 19.
Oh, no.
You're like
20
now.
I had a group chat message with a couple of my other friends.
Uh-huh.
And we were sitting there, and this is back, I'm texting on my old brick where I had to hit the button like 9 times to get an
it's
S.
It's my favorite way to text.
Yeah. Oh, you're the worst.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sitting there, I'm texting all my friends, and we are just trashing this girl we work with because she is such a nightmare monster.
Uh-huh.
And then I go to respond to the text and accidentally sent it to the girl that we were talking.
No!
Oh, yeah. She quit.
You're being a bully to her.
No, I wasn't being
a
bully
to
her. We were trash talking behind her back, which is a normal thing that everybody does.
John and I never do stuff like that.
Don't you dare.
Ever.
Don't you dare.
When did you accidentally text someone? Did you send an inappropriate photo to the wrong person? Were you talking behind someone's back? Did you wish the wrong person a happy birthday and then some inappropriate photos?
Right.
We want to hear from you. Our phone lines, we're not getting them today because we're broadcasting live, so you'll have to text us. Did you see that one, Jackson, we got in saying, my boss and hubby have the same name. I did not mean to invite my boss for a special lunch.
Oh, no.
Afternoon delight. That's hilarious. Did you see the one? My boyfriend is currently deployed. We text every day. So this particular time, we were adult texting.
Mm-hmm.
And I accidentally opened the wrong message bubble and sent it to one of my friends. Her only response, you're a freak.
Oh, I like the one where it's like, I'm like you. I was trying to talk trash on a friend, but I ended up sending that message to the friend.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. We get a lot of people that are like, yeah, Jackson, I did the same thing. That's why, like, anytime I'm talking trash, I am very careful now.
Oh, yeah, you, like, triple check it, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'll say this. We get the most random texts on our text line at 844-649-1051 because what happens is people will be texting us on the drive-in or beforehand. Then they get into work, and they think they're texting someone else. And sometimes they're so random and weird.
We get some weird ones like,
yeah,
hey, get up and go to the bus. I'm like, I'm not your child.
Yeah,
right,
like,
exactly.
You don't get to tell me to go to the bus.
Did you think they meant to text us?
I buried it in the field. You're like, I'm sorry?
I'm going to send that to the police.
Right.
This one says, I tried to text my fiance to tell him that our engagement photo photographer was annoying me and accidentally sent it to the photographer.
Yeah. Well.
So good.
I was dating two different people, and I sent a thanks for last night text to the wrong person.
Yeah, girl. Well, now you're only dating one person.
Oh, man.
Or then you could just be like, well, it was so good, I, like, lost a day.
As we continue with Choose the News, $50 gift card up for grabs. Justin, your story is...
How does free Frosties for a year sound?
Jackson.
I want to tell you the tale of Catfish the Gator.
And I've got the first word of the year is in, and it's related to plastic straws. Can I just say this?
What?
Can I just...
Are you
can
over the plastic straw
can
thing?
Can I just...
You go ahead.
I know Justin's getting a lot of votes right now.
Uh-huh.
But let me tell you right now, he always... He hurts you every single time, and he keeps going back to
it. Oh, come on!
It's true.
It's
true.
He's
like a bad addiction.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what's bad for you, but you can't stop voting for him for some reason.
When are you going to learn that he does not deliver?
Yeah.
This is pretty much delivering today.
Yeah. John, did you want to change your tease at all?
Because he got, what, one vote?
In my defense.
He has two votes right now.
In my defense.
Talking smack to me.
I was going to write my tease. Kira came by. She drew that beautiful photo for us. I started taking photos. And I got sidetracked and forgot we were doing Choose the Nits.
It is literally no excuse. Corey says that they're going for me this morning. Thank you, Corey. Michaela says, I'm voting for John. Love you, Jackson, but I'm sorry.
Oh,
so,
thank you, Michaela.
Michaela, you should be ashamed of yourself. Let's see. I'm obligated by my love of Frosties to vote for Justin. Can I tell you that when you first teased it,
yeah,
I thought you meant Wheaties? Like, I thought
Frosties?
Like you
Frosted
said
Flakes
Frosties.
Type things?
Well, no, I just thought you meant you
just
know,
in your mind
giving away boxes of Wheaties, and
gotcha.
I was like, I don't want that.
That's because of all the cereal in our cart.
The food drive is getting
to
you.
Maybe that's what it is. It is. Allison here. I'll go for the word of the year. I'll be stopping by later this morning to drop off donations.
Awesome.
All right,
Allison.
Allison. I vote Jackson and win free free Frosties for life. No, then that means
that's
you vote for Justin.
Justin. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take your vote because it said my name, I love me some catfish stories, Jackson, for the win, says Kylie. Let's see. With an enormous total, the winner today is...
Justin!
Yay! Okay, right now, you can get a key tag at Wendy's that will give you a free small Frosty for the whole entire year of 2019 with a purchase. Now, when you say it's free, here's the thing. You have to make a $2 donation to the Dave Thomas Foundation, but that's a tax write-off. But the tag is only going to cost you $2, and so for the entire next year, you can get a free Frosty at all Wendy's.
Do you remember, like, John, this is a question for you.
Yeah.
Like, 2 minutes ago or so when you said that Justin's stories always hurt you?
I do, yeah.
I do. Man, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
I don't feel bad for the listener right now because they did this to themselves.
They did this to themselves.
They asked
because
for
you guys
it.
Are just knocking a charitable donation out here for $2 to get free ice cream. Shame on you two.
Then it's not free. If you have to pay $2, it's not free. Also, they do
it's
this every year.
Wait, is it a card that...
It's a key tag.
It's a key tag.
Yeah, like you get to just put it there on your keychain.
It's shaped like a Frosty. It's cute.
Uh-huh.
And it gets you for the whole year?
Whole year.
For just $2?
Yep.
That is a really good deal.
It's a really good deal.
The problem is I never just get a Frosty because I need the French fries to dip in the Frosty.
Well, absolutely.
Well, that's part of your $2 purchase. You buy a $2 French fry, you get the free Frosty.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then. So it works out that way.
Yeah.
Got it.
Because you have to buy $2 worth of food to get the free Frosty.
Oh, each time?
Each time. That's what I'm saying, is that it's not worth it because you have to spend $2 every time.
It's a Frosty. And it goes to the Dave Thomas Foundation.
I wish I had my boo button right now, but I don't since we're on location.
Everyone in the general area,
well, should we just
we're
going to
boo him in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, I'm ready.
Boo!
You guys are booing the Dave Thomas Foundation?
No, we're booing you. Dave Thomas
hungry?
Is fine.
There are two jobs where 95% of the workforce is female. One is kindergarten teacher.
Oh, that makes sense.
And it is true. I can't
think of a male one off the top of my head.
I'll tell you that. I was out of work for a year, and I was a kindergarten teacher during that time. And I was the only one.
Did you just play games?
I'll bet you were, yeah.
It was the best job I ever had.
Now, was it really?
It was by far the best job I ever had. Yeah, it was a blast the entire
time. John hanging out with kids. Like, he's such a
playing games and hanging out.
Guys, we had snack time. Mm. We had nap time. We had lunch.
You're not supposed to nap when they're napping.
What?
That's super dangerous.
I don't mean that. No one ever gave me that rule.
No.
Because what if you're dead asleep and one of them gets up and starts playing with matches?
Our nap time went on for like 45 minutes also. So what is the other? Two jobs where 95% of the workforce is female. One is kindergarten teacher. What is the other? We'll take your text guess at 844-649-1051. I'll try to find a prize for the first person to guess in. Since I'm not in, I don't have my normal computer in front of me. I got to look through it. Justin, any guesses?
I'm going to say maybe a paralegal.
A paralegal, you say?
Yeah. I always see a lot of female paralegals.
Sure. Do you run into a lot of paralegals?
I do often.
Oh.
You know?
How many times are you being sued in a year?
Quite a bit, John.
Okay. Jackson.
An adult phone operator.
No.
I'm playing the odds here, John. I'm playing the odds.
I would assume the demand might be higher.
Uh-huh. Depends on what number
sure.
you're calling.
Sure.
Right.
Am I right?
You are not right.
Oh, my gosh. I thought for sure I had it.
No, there are two jobs where 95% of the workforce is female.
A florist.
No, florist is not. Jackson, you did the florist work. What was it in that when you were doing Jackson on the Street that day?
It was all ladies.
It was all ladies. Okay.
It was all ladies. But let me tell you, no more relaxing job in the world. Just sit there, just arrange your flowers. You're like, you know what? We need a few more shoots of green in here. Just gonna throw some
my favorite, food. Jackson's a very loud talker.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the day he worked as a florist, he started talking like this.
Yeah. Every time I bring up like my floral work,
we gotta send him by there
for a second.
Every once in a while to tone him down.
It's so calming.
That's so nice.
There are two jobs where 95% of the workforce is female. One is being a kindergarten teacher. What is the other? That is the question.
Harmon's Checkers.
Harmon's Checkers, you say?
This is day four, and I've not seen a mail.
Huh. You know what? I think you're right. I think you're right on that one. Jackson?
How about we're getting a lot of texts for nurses. Is
nurses.
It a nurse?
No, it is not nursing.
No.
One listener actually texted in and said, labor and delivery nurse. They wanted to get very specific with it.
Sure. I do remember when I was up on that floor twice for both Liam and Ella. Yeah, there was a male labor and delivery nurse at all on that.
A lot of male like doctors, like a lot of male obstetricians, but
yeah,
not a ton of like male labor and delivery nurses.
No. So, it is not nurse or labor and delivery nurse at all. 95% of the workforce is female. One is kindergarten teacher. What other guesses do we have?
Tilo wants to know if it's social worker.
Okay.
A lot of times it is female.
Yeah, non-threatening, social worker.
Yeah.
No, it's not a social worker either.
Right?
No.
How about Baxter says a flight attendant. We got a lot of flight attendants.
Did we? I don't know if that's true anymore.
It's changing a lot.
No.
Yeah, there was a time, but
I feel like now I'm on the plane with all dudes. It's like a can of Vienna sausages in there. It's like all men. How about dental assistant?
No, not dental assistant either.
Baxter says none.
No.
Oh, man, Baxter.
Shouldn't that be 100%, Baxter?
I'm pretty sure it is 100%.
Justin, you want another crack at it?
Hairdresser.
Hairdresser.
Yeah, we got a lot of texts.
Esthetician.
No.
No.
Huh.
We did get one text that was like, esthetician. Every woman I know is an esthetician. Everyone's an
Every
esthetician.
Every single one. Add that to the list, John. No, there's three.
No, it's not that.
Huh.
Jackson, you have the text in front of you.
Well, this jokester wants to know if it's a players for the women's soccer team.
The National Women's
the
Soccer
National
League.
Yeah.
Utah
League.
Royals FC, who will be in here. Nope, not that one.
I mean, it's true, but no, because, you know, you're trying to find a loophole here. Shelby loves listening to the show, and she thinks that it is a dental hygienist.
Oh.
Healthcare daycare providers.
Healthcare daycare providers, no. Dental hygienists, yes.
Oh.
That was the answer.
You're right, because
we said that earlier.
You said dental assistant.
You said dental assistant. Dental hygienist.
Is that not the same thing?
I don't know.
I got to be honest with you.
You were about to get real mouthy with me.
Until he doesn't, he can't back
like,
it up.
Wait.
Well, the dental hygienist is the one who, they clean your teeth.
Right.
Right, and the assistant just hands over the the tools to the dentist.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes, I think you're right.
No, I think
are they not one and the same?
Totally two different things.
I thought the dental assistant was just an assistant who happened to work at a dentist's office.
The other one can do the cleanings and all that.
Yeah, and the hygienist is the one who like gets in there like, down and dirty and starts like flossing all of the teeth.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
I don't know. I want to call you wrong. If you know, will you text us?
Trust me. We're going to get some text messages on this, but no, we're correct.
Yeah, because dental assistant is just like you could go tomorrow and become a dental assistant.
I see what you're saying. Like I can apply right now and be a dental assistant.
I feel like it's just like the name of the industry and then they slap assistant on the back.
Uh-huh.
But dental hygienist is like...
You have to go get certified and...
Watch me find out that I'm way wrong and it takes like 3 years to be a dental assistant and...
Oh!
What?
Yeah.
Am I wrong? Am I really wrong?
No, you're right, actually. Dental hygienists are basically RN equivalent. So they're the dental equivalent of a registered nurse.
Okay, gotcha. So there is a difference.
Yeah.
Dental hygienist was the answer. So two jobs where 95% of the workplace is female. One was kindergarten teacher. The other was dental hygienist. It was not nails, which is what Sarah from Promotions kept trying to get me to to do. She's like, it's a person who does nails. No, it is not that. I think that would have been higher than 95%.
Nail artist.
Early this morning, I read Oprah's favorite things list. Every year, Oprah Winfrey has her list of favorite things.
Wait for it because it's usually a great list.
Yeah. And I would say the last, whatever year she's been doing it, the list has been very affordable. And the one thing this morning when we started reading through it, you both were shocked about the prices that I was mentioning.
I couldn't
believe
what you were saying.
I was like, wait, an $1,800 bike on there. Most people can't afford an
$1,800 bike, $500 bamboo bedding bundle.
Right.
Yeah. Bamboo sheets and stuff.
With sheets. A $170 adult onesie.
Yeah.
In fact,
and then I pull up Oprah's list on OprahMag.com.
Yeah.
And there's a $180 popcorn tin.
Yeah.
You know the tins with three popcorns in them that are $1.50?
You mean the ones
else?
With the cheese and the caramel and the...
I wonder why this one's so expensive.
$180.
Why, though? Is it like gold?
It's gold.
I don't know, dude. Yeah. It's crazy. Like, the cheaper things that I can find on here are, like, they have journals for $24. They have a four-pack of cocktail straws, like metal cocktail straws, for $20. These are all crazy, out-of-control priced.
Has anyone else, we have really pointed out the fact that Oprah has lost touch when she has this on her list of, you know, a $250 smart picture frame or a $200 dog DNA test.
Right.
Like, is anyone else pointing out the fact that we think it's ridiculous or is it just us?
Well, I'm glad it's not just us. So I go and I'm reading through the comments.
Yeah.
One of them, this is actually a leader. She's got a leader badge next to her name. So I guess she comments on OprahMag.com pretty regularly.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She says, I'm so disappointed. I can't afford any of this. Unlike past years, she had all of her gifts under $25.
Yeah, because I wonder how many people actually make this, like, some of their stuff for their Christmas list. As gifts that they're going to give out.
Well, and that's the thing. A lot of people go off of this list to buy for their family.
Not
but
this
no
year.
One can afford it this year. Disappointing, Oprah. Oprah, I love you so much, but you are so out of touch. Most people can't afford anything on this list. We were thrilled to see you here in the trenches campaigning in Georgia, but this list does not reflect that Oprah.
Do we really think, is it Oprah, or do you think it's Oprah's people that come up with this list? Do you think that she really, really gets behind these products and she's into them?
I don't think it matters.
It doesn't matter. At some point, she's signing off on it,
right,
though.
That's
and she's
true.
Seeing the cost of it all. And if she thinks most people can afford a $200 foot massager.
Right. Well, and not only that, like, at the end of the day, it's her name on it.
Yeah,
so
true.
Whether or not she made the list, it's kind of irrelevant because
she's
going
to have
to sign off
on
it.
$145 fingerless gloves. You don't even get the whole glove.
No.
Your fingers get cold.
Yeah.
They're pretty cool, though.
I want indulgent items that won't break the bank. That's what Oprah's list is for, and this year she did not deliver.
All right, so we're saying Oprah's favorite things.
Yeah. Is that originally what the list was started for?
Yeah, the whole idea
you
was...
You know, like, list number one was here's a list of affordable things that I think is cool.
Because this is back when she's small time.
Yeah.
She's doing her show in Chicago. She was just like, look, I love nice things, but I can't afford them, just like I know my audience can't.
Right.
So let me show you some stuff that you can.
Okay, let's do this. It's too busy of a week this week. We're doing our food drive. Next week, let's come up with our list.
Justin's favorite thing.
Yes.
And we'll put it up online and we'll hit it hard and maybe someone will like our suggestions. Does that sound good? Okay,
yeah.
So we'll do that for next week. Thank you to Abby Smith and Erica Timrick for coming by with Utah Royals FC and just being on with us and supporting the food drive as well.
Though Erica did mention that she will not be coming back due
to
John's behavior.
Wasn't even the weather, huh?
No.
She made sure, John.
She made it pretty clear.
Did you see that? According to a new survey, 2/3 of Americans now say that they're aspiring entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Because when you watch a lot of the shows now, to where like the reality shows, that's what it says on the bottom.
Listen, entrepreneur is the new word for unemployed.
Exactly,
it's true.
That's what they are. They're unemployed people.
2/3 of Americans, but I bet if you did a survey here in Utah.
It's 3/3.
We have a lot
it's
of that.
It's 4/3, actually.
I was like, what is 80%? I don't. But 80% of Utahns, I would think.
Yeah,
easy. 45% of people are kicking around a business idea that they think is a genuine winner. 1 in 7 Americans think that their idea is so good it could be a game changer in its industry and perhaps even change the world.
You and I have one of those at least once a week.
Have I told you my newest one?
No.
I came up with it last week. We've been really into doing the face masks that you can... Actually, you can buy them here at Harman's. They're like, I don't know, $1.50.
Like the beauty type mask?
Yeah, you like unfold them and like they're... They're like hydrating masks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then you just kind of like place them on your head and you wear them there for like 20 minutes. But I'm a bald individual.
Right.
And I feel like they need one for bald men to help the top of the head as
right,
well.
Because it's skin also.
Yes. So I need a face mask for the top.
Well, you could just use two.
To live inside your head for just like one day. I just want to know what's going on in there all the time.
You'd want to go back to yours after the afternoon.
Oh, for sure.
It's a $1 million idea after a $1 million idea. What's going on inside my head?
Well, they do make clay hair masks, so maybe you can just put the...
No. No. I want the hydrating flap that I can put on top, like a skull cap almost, but it hydrates the top of my... My pores up
See,
here.
This is the same guy that he and I were going to sell soup on the corner.
Oh, our soup cart idea was so good.
Soup cart.
We were going to do a soup cart. In the morning, it would be oatmeal.
Yeah, then we learned it was very seasonal.
Yeah. No. You know what I love in the middle of a hot summer day?
Soup,
it's 103 yeah. degrees out. I want a heavy stew.
No. It's like a nice lentil.
I had my great idea last year to put the indoor park.
Yes.
Justin's wife was about to invest in that one.
Yeah, Lori Land.
Right, that's what we were going to call it. Yeah. But it was going to be really cool. It was going to be just like, what is going on in the background?
What is
that that's happening?
You get a couple of soccer players here, and all of a sudden they're grinding coffee beans.
Are they grinding coffee beans? It's okay. We're only on the radio.
Yeah, no big deal. It's just we're doing audio things.
Here's my newest invention idea. A silencer on top of a grinder.
Yeah.
Only if there was a room that you could do a radio show in.
Yeah.
With padded walls.
Where you couldn't hear anything else.
And I wanted to get to my story from yesterday.
I saw this here on the show plan where it's like, Crocs don't save Crocs from Crocs.
Yeah, he can't win, so he's just going to
he's gonna work it into the show
sliding
anyway.
Sliding into...
I'm forcing it.
So we know what's going to be on the show tomorrow.
Yeah. Listen here. Just because you wear Crocs... It does not make you an actual crocodile. There's a guy named Brandon. He's from Florida. On Monday night, he broke into a zoo park, mm-hmm. and he jumped into their crocodile pit.
In Florida.
Oh, yeah, of course, in Florida. He was wearing Crocs at the time. And just like you'd expect, at least one of the three 12-foot crocodiles in the pit attacked him.
Yeah, because the crocodiles are mean.
Before he got away. The next morning, the staff found shorts, blood, and yes, the Crocs in the pit. And they called the cops. The cops actually already had Brandon. They found him the night before wandering around a neighborhood just in his boxers.
Half eaten.
Pretty with cuts on him, yeah. And they took him to the hospital where when he gets out, he's going to be charged with burglary, criminal mischief, and probation violation. And they're thinking that maybe he was doing it on a dare.
Oh,
but I feel like this has become a new trend, a disturbing trend, that we're telling these stories of people jumping into animal enclosures more and more. Remember the story of Jackson jumping into the L.A. park and slapping the hippo on the butt?
Yeah, and then again, that also, the picture that Jackson took trying to feed that, would they get the selfie with the bear
yes.
while I was eating.
Exactly. You got to stop this, Jackson.
Yeah, I'm surprised this isn't a Jackson story.
I can't control myself. And maybe it is.
No, but it's someone like a Jackson who loves the animals. You at least understand
animals.
That animals are dangerous.
Well, animals are dangerous, and also, don't bother them.
Yeah.
They're in their home. They're doing their thing. Honestly, I wish that something more tragic had happened to him.
Why? Because he came
Leave
to their house?
Animals alone, yeah.
Just minding their business.
They're minding their business. They're hanging out.
Just chilling out after
chilling
dinner.
Chilling in the swamp. They're like, you know what? All day long, all I did was entertain people. I looked at them.
Right.
They looked at me.
I'm exhausted.
They tapped on the glass. Leave them alone.
Right. Yeah, it's after hours.
Who would have ever thought that the whole idea of the moat is keeping us out from bothering the animals than
no
the
kidding,
animals
right?
eating us at the zoo?
Yeah.
But that's where we're at now in 2018.
Because mm-hmm. people are dummies.
I got to do it for the gram. Amazing fact of the day.
Yeah.
I got two for you today since we're out and it's a special day because we're at Harmon's, okay?
Okay.
In the book, Stuart Little, Stuart isn't a mouse.
What
He's
is
a
he?
Tiny boy who looks like a mouse. Did Have you know that?
No.
Have either of you read Stuart Little?
No.
Have either of you seen the movie Stuart Little?
No.
No.
All right.
With Jonathan Lipnicki?
Yeah.
No.
All right, here's my next one.
He just got booed from across the room.
The original plan for the show 24 was a comedy about the day leading up to a wedding. How does it go from that to Jack Bauer torturing someone for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Wow, that's They're quite like, the change.
That is an interesting take, but how about instead of a wedding, we torture some guy?
I was like, I love it. There you go. That's my amazing fact for the day. We'll be out of here, but Monroe's going to take over. Hey, Monroe. I don't know if your mic is on. Hold on a second here. Well, we can fix that.
Hello.
There we go.
Oh, hello.
Now you're here.
Monroe brought us treats this morning. How about that?
You've never had chocolate-covered sunflower seeds?
No.
I just did for the first time.
It's mind-blowing, right?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you, they're very pretty looking as well.
They are.
Yeah. So you found those actually here at Harmon's yesterday. Were you just roaming the aisles? And?
Yes, because my husband made a surprise donation. And by surprise donation, I mean he was surprised that he made the donation. So as I was walking the aisles and collecting food for the Utah Food Bank, I ran across these bad boys and I had to get them.
Now, when you were shopping for the Utah Food Bank, were you looking for more of the canned items? Did you do the mac and cheese? Did you do cereal for the kids in the morning?
I did some of that because they had a really good deal on mac and cheese, but I went for the more organic, low sodium.
Okay.
I went for the things that I would feed my kids.
Sure.
So it was a little, you know, it's always a little more pricey that way, but also you think of people that go to the Utah Food Bank, those are the items that they really can't go to the store and buy.
Right.
So. They don't want all junk food.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I get it.
You know, we learned yesterday when we were talking to Jeanette from the Utah Food Bank how they'll take items. Not only just like non-perishable food items, but diapers is another big thing that the Utah Food Bank will have. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, which you're like, oh, we don't think of it doing a diaper drive.
Mm-hmm. All sorts of, diapers, feminine hygiene, like anything that you could use in your pantry or your bathroom, they need it desperately.
They said soap.
Toothpaste.
Yeah, like laundry detergent.
Yeah.
So those are more expensive purchases. Like,
right.
I mean, seriously, laundry detergent, every time we go to Costco and we buy laundry detergent, I want to lose it on my family and the amount of clothes that we go through. Because
stop washing your clothes.
Yeah, exactly. Expensive.
They're good more than once.
You could be the smelly kid.
I wear my jeans 800 times
right,
before
exactly.
I wash them.
Yeah.
Well, and I have a sensitive skin. I know a lot of people do, too. Mm-hmm. And so I can't use cheap
That's more
stuff.
Expensive stuff.
I have to buy the expensive stuff.
Might I recommend finding some kind of crick and then using just like a stone
just beat it
and
on
washing
a rock.
Them that way?
A crick and a stone,
A crick
huh?
and a stone.
I need to be a not next to you for a little
You're
while.
You're tired of me, aren't you?
This week has been pretty draining.
Yeah.
How's your wife, morning? John Watkins?
Every day I'm just thankful she hasn't left me. That's
We're going to use a crick and a stone, honey, this weekend.
Good news. I got rid of all the detergent, but I bought you a stone.
And you have to make everything with nothing but a stone and a pestle. Thank you.
All right, Monroe. So it's all up to you today. I will tell you that we had a great donation from Harmon's, the store. They brought out a whole pallet of food.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you know those big bins that the pumpkins are in? It was that.
Full of food.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
We need that.
So that's what we're doing today. We're trying to ask you to donate.